Shalom and good morning, Boker Tov. I'm here in Washington, D.C., our country's capital, and we're going to be praying for the country in just a moment after Max comes on. Max, would you, are you there?
Good morning, I'm here.
Well, Max, I know you want to announce what's going to happen at your church this weekend.
Yes, it's in downtown Minneapolis, Yeshua Love Heals. We are having Brenda, Brandon, Destiny, and Jared, Rebecca, Hannah, and Tony. I didn't put them in order. They will be with us here this week. We're having four meetings. It starts Friday night at 6:30 p.m., Saturday morning, 10:30 a.m., Saturday night, 6:30 p.m., and Sunday, we will have the panel at 10:30 a.m. The panel will be Brenda and the kids. Praise the Lord. We're so excited. Let me just pull the address here. It is 627 12th Avenue South, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55415. Yeshua Love Heals. We would love to have you being with us or join us online, Facebook, and YouTube. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I talked to Brandon. Brandon was on his way, Brandon and Destiny. They were going to California, Northern California, for a meeting, and then they're going to fly from there. And, of course, we were talking about, with Brandon, in addition to the meeting that's coming up, at Yeshua Love Heals. Brandon's wife, Destiny Reyna, formerly Reyna, her sister, Christian, and she's married to Jerry Savelle's grandson. And so we were talking about the homegoing of Jerry Savelle. He went home Monday morning. He had preached a long series of meetings, and that night, actually, we have his last sermon, and he preached on going from glory to glory, and then he made his last step over into glory. He really went into glory, and I know for Brother Jerry, it is a promotion. Of course, we miss him, his wife Carolyn and the girls. We pray for them, and they're going to be all right. The Lord will take care of them, and they know how to walk. They're strong. And so, praise the Lord, glory to God. Now, Brother Jerry is working on that other side, as many are. He had actually preached that night and recalled to his memory some of his dear mentors, Brother Sumrall, Brother Hagen, and Brother Oral Roberts. And Shelley and I were talking. He went over there and I'm sure that he was thinking about them, and then just soon he'd get to see them. Just think about how real it is, folks. Just how real this life that we are walking. On our prayer call not too long ago, it was all about the Lord's coming again. And oh, are ever the signs of the times that he is coming. As we saw what happened last Saturday, And I was going back over again Oh, my goodness. I'm looking here at my computer, and I have to get back up my program that I need. All right. As I was going over our prayer call that we got, the Lord has been telling us what's happening. And last Wednesday at the noon call, he said, "Trust me through this storm, I am faithful." And then his next statement, "Israel will stand. I am." Of course, I am is Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, Jehovah. Then he said, "Don't you know that I am the shield of Israel?" And he gave us Psalm 115:9, "O Israel, trust in Jehovah. He is their help and their shield. So he actually was telling us he is the shield. And you talk about a shield. A miracle happened from Iran, from Iranian soil, and from their proxies as well, but mainly from Iran. 170-plus drones, 120-plus ballistic missiles, 30-plus sonic cruise missiles were fired on Monday. Were fired on Saturday, April 14. Saturday, April 14, toward Israel. So that's a total of 330-plus. 99% fired were intercepted. Most outside of the fly zone, outside of the area of Israel. Now, I read what a miracle this is. A physicist, a scientist, Israeli scientist, said that this was absolutely impossible, that 99% could have been stopped. He said logistically and scientifically, 90% was the most you could hope for, but 99%. And the Lord had already told us, Israel will stand. I am the shield of Israel. Even on those, and of course they have a four-layer defense system, Iron Dome, Arrow, David Sling, they have a four-layer, but God gave them the know-how to do that. And then we see the hand of God in it. Now, I did a prophecy update, prophetic update. It's about 27 minutes long. You can watch it on Billy Graham Prophetic Update. I did it last Sunday. And you can see that and what I think about it. And it's just amazing what the Lord has said to us. And I said the things that he's been saying to us. Remember, we're praying these things. The Lord said to us on, let me see what date it was. It was 3:27, 8 a.m. He said, the war is here. And I do think that Ezekiel 38:39 war has started. Now, I don't know that we're at the acme of it. We're not. But we're at least in the road toward it. I don't know how long this road will take. I don't know if it's a long time coming to the acme or if it's a short time. Of course, Israel will respond. And I'm quite sure some of our prayers today will be about that response. Praise the Lord. I want to lift up today this nation. We're here with CUFI to call on and lobby our leaders, especially certain House of Representative leaders, concerning a vote that's coming up that will have to do with sending emergency arms to Israel. So, but when we went there, oh my goodness, things are so divided. Things are so convoluted. We must pray for our nation today, that our nation will bless Israel the way God wants them to bless Israel. And we lift up our leaders, the infighting, the things that are going on. It saddens you. So, Father, in the name above all names, as I'm sitting here in this city and thinking about what's in the heavenlies, what's in the operation in the heavenlies, how the demonic powers and forces would attempt to come against those men and women on the hill. Oh, Father, in the name above all names, we lift up this nation. I lift it up. We lift it up. Father, we were founded on covenants that were spoken out of the lips of the forefathers, the patriots. Oh, Father, so often Israel comes to you in the name and of their patriarchs. We come to you lifting up those things that were said by George Washington, by others, Father, founders and constitutional writers. Lord, in the name above every name, we pray you have mercy on this nation and that you remember Hesed toward us. Father, we need to turn. We want to turn. We want leaders who will lead us into a turn, a true turn of repentance toward you. I want to thank you. We want to thank you, Father, for the shield that you are over Israel. For we observed it last weekend, last Saturday, last Shabbat. We saw you. We saw you and what you did and the great, undeniable, miraculous protection that you gave and put up over Israel. We thank you for it. We thank you for its continuance. And now, Lord, we all know that Israel is going to respond. Oh, Lord, we pray the response will be what you want it to be. We pray, Heavenly Father, in the name above all names, for your will to be done. Particularly right now, praying for your will to be done on the Israeli response to the attack from actually Iranian soil. Lord, we pray for peoples. We pray for hearts, individuals, and we pray for nations. Oh, Lord, in the name above every name, we do pray your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Gashwande data. Gashwande makola kambre katiko onji di gotosh katapri katala kakanga. Isando lo gohore kakaya na kakala kakanga tako onji di gotoshka. Mivrato, mivrato, mivrato. Kiribrando ho shantoto toko ho tanta takala kakatianta. Isata de gombrato de goho satya. Isata to koprika, anyene ko olaka, soprakata anye de kata ho shata. Brodi pramake, papakolandia makaka. Babaradishko manjonte marakita nyana kola ka papa. Oh, Papa. Isa tuto koho shakya lago tohe shambi lago kore ya pate tuko prakya. Proshete hinako lago hola kambra kada gahala kafrika tuko ho shakya lago tohe shambi. Isa tu rimananya asakata ka papi tada da anja. Masota, masota, masota. Pavro goto prete, bakalaka frakiana ko onche de goto ishakta. Kuswa, mato koto prika te kahalakai. Ibili donye ne kahala donche de gondashke da prakaria na nononye le kohola kappa. Prodanye ne kohola kai. Prodanye ferto nonye de ko onche ka prakato toshke. Priskato na kohole kebre. Ishene matahala kaya nanta la kohola ka papi daga anche de ko olo ko pre. Metia, metia vrande, metia davra ka laina. O sapra katania da katanche da ko kapra ka daga hala kampra. Isa da ko tote ka hala kaya. Kiriwa bra, para ko dore kampangya, teliko toshke dibra. Ishanonye ekela cabra, kafrako denye di koroko capri, ishtianonge li cabra kafrangiano ne nobre katashete di kotocha. Koshutu kotuash kotonche di kotore kapakai, angala kore petinu do kore kapali, atonye di kwalvere de barotenye vrotenye. Igiliga, fatoria maska tonche di kotoho shakya. O saprati fracade de copra cafito, e sando lo copra calacancar cotosche. Ili duro cobre, ili duro cobra, e sando lo colibra fratagno no copre vrefisco. Porcion da papi la tota, porcion da cabalacatino no copa. Ivriduswa, ashando le gobreketa kaya na kalaka kambriko, ucende le kutu ushaktiata. Agalega brekafa kada donche de go shakte da go do shakte da go do shakte. Isha na kora manakara katanya le go le kapito. Ikala kaka ka pakala ka kambre kada kaka ayana kaya na go go toche. Isata da go le kebre kede le taka. Makolo kombre. Kabela kahala kankara tatatyano kotonye ne kotoho shete. Ibaratue vratoba katoratene ne kohle kapidyo. Madoria magoka kala kaka kala ganache te kohle shakto ne kotoshka. Oh, Father, ne kohle kumbre frendashke. Kibolo dobre kataha shakto ne kumbre frendish kotonche ne. Kiri goda shakti ada goto shakti ada goto shakti ada goto shakti ada goto shakti. Ike le kabra frata shote ni kukombre katana ki. Inye na kohra batai. Inye na kala kadale ta inye na goto kombre katana da shakti ada shakti ada goto frete. Pesoto da goto shakti ada goto shakti ada. Ipe la tohu papa. Isanda lo compre katata bala kungara kaka. Isanda lo kohole kapra katata kungara kotona kotonje kotosh ne kapra. Ile kobra fra dile kobra kana kana bra kana le kobra kana kanta anche ne kotosh ka. Isata kohole ke. Matto lo kotona kapa. E kala kangara koton chiri koto kohole ke brakra tata kabanjo no koto. E shada kohole kabale konye ne kohole ko brakra tidiondo no ko brakra kabra kane katoshke den chiri kotoshka tancha da kotoshka. Meshko dobra shende le katapra. E ke hele kabra kato frekatanyo ne kohole kabra katatonye ne koto tuto kohocha. Kiri gada peshe te koho la kapra hala kafit. Ike la kambara kata fraka tu kotoshke te kapra fraka tu tanche de kotoshke. Isha to ishe te kumba de te se pucha. Soto do koho sheke de kotoshke isha kena. Ike la kahala alto rapata fraka toshke. Agalati to do goho shangye le gondon che le gondon shakya. O manakaya naga lapa pakale ko kohra. Ita, ita do go oho che gata ha shangye. O le tata, o le tata, o le tata. O le tata, o le tata, o le tata. Kambara ka de shakya. Kashkatare vana gata ha shakya. Ikalaka ha itata to poche dika anche dika to koshka. Meritato, meritato. Kibra dvuya frata chandura gopa kalaka hitata. Kibinu nyota dika holaka tata ga ache, ache, ache. Iswato to kobreka frakya. O sakara kotonche de kotoho shakti ara kotoshki. Kala kabrito kakakala patanye ne koho laka taka oche. Ika, anye, 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 anye vetoshka tabi kakope. Koprika da halai. Umbakora paticha to boga. Aga. Oh, palakaya, palakaya, palakaya. Picata, machoto, mongolo koto, bro. Ibaño frotito, to, pela cacaya. Pasa para kotoshki, tanche, to kotoche, to kotoshke. Ika frateti ato, pela kohoshante. Kalekaka, atyano kombre katakata, ache, tedeka achante. Mashkatata. Mashkata brefrete. Pascolo kompre, kitata ku oji de kapai, asusunye de kwa. Isi sunye de kwa kakai, yana kohola kakai, yana kahala ka, aya, 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 kakke no koko, ha, nyakora. Peshwa, no kaloko, brefre, tanyo no kopra, isato to kohole, kapra kati, chata ko oji de ka. Kaleka fre, eje nakaka, ganchene kora. Balito, balito fra, ene koko kowacha, bashetanya ne koholopa. Balito cha no krakanga le koto, ochepe le koto, ojamya. Isatora pata kohole keka. Kafrika tonche, ale kaprange pretanyo no kopa. Kale kaprete, ejato, ejato, ejato. Kafrika to onche diko olaka. Kangele ko ole kepetye, andiona ne kora manaka, andiona ne kora makate ko onye ne ko olapa. Oh, separatiche, oh, Father. Bless your name, bless your name, bless your name. Bless your name, bless your name, bless your name, Lord. Father, 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 thank you for meeting with us today. Thank you for hearing our prayers. Thank you for giving us utterance. Thank you for helping our nation. Thank you for helping Israel. Thank you for being a shield, Lord, a guide, a protector. Oh, we're just so thankful to you. Just so thankful, Lord. Praise you, praise you, praise you in the name. Above every name, in the name of Yahweh Yeshua, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, our Savior, our King, our Deliverer. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Spirit of the Living God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Brother Max, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All right. Come and pray to me. I will listen. Come and pray to me. I will listen. Come and pray to me, I will listen. Next line. Deep within you, a place for me. Deep within you, A, the letter A here. A place for me. Before, okay, so this line, I'm sorry. So the line, I read the first line. Second line, deep within you, a place for me. Now this line read like this. Before it is too late, stay in prayer with my prophet and friend. Before it is too late, stay in a prayer with my prophet and friend. Hmm. before it is too late. Stay in a prayer with my prophet and friend. Next line. This line is underlined. This is for you, America, church leaders. Yeah, that's the line. This is for you, America, church leaders. This is for you, America, church leaders. Underline the whole line. I'm sensing from the spirit here, leaders is for the leaders too of this nation.
Mm-hmm.
So this is for you, America, church leaders. Underline the whole line. Next line. Listen to my words and obey me today. Listen to my words with an S. And obey me today. Listen to my words and obey me today. Then he gave us Luke 11:28. Luke 11:28. Matthew 7:24. Matthew 7:24. Next line. I do hears with an S you. I do hears you. I do hears you. Next line. 1 John 5:14-15. Oh, it's underlined. So 1 John 5:14-15 is underlined. So that's emphasized. 1 John 5:14-15. Next line. Everything I told you will come to pass. I am in Israel, and my peace with you. Okay, I'll read the line again. Everything I told you will come to pass. I am in Israel, and my peace with you. Everything I told you will come to pass. I am in Israel, and my peace with you. Next line. He gave us Philippians 4:9-11. Philippians 4:9-11. Next line is underlined. You will attack them. This is my war. You will attack them. This is my war. Underline the whole line. You will attack them. This is my war. Next line. Proverbs 4:20-22. Yeah, it looked like 2:2 here.
just in case, maybe 7. I don't know even if it goes up that far, but I believe it's 2-2 here. So Proverbs 4:20 through 22. Next line. You are to move for my Jerusalem. You are to move for my Jerusalem. That's the line. You are to move for my Jerusalem. Next line is Deuteronomy 13:4. Deuteronomy 13:1-3, verse 4. Next line, only in silence I will speak to you. Yeah, that's the line. Only in silence I will speak to you. Only in silence I will speak to you. Next line. Give me a chance and listen. Give me a chance and listen. Well, he wants us to give him a chance. Give me a chance and listen. Next line is Psalm. Oh. Psalm 46:10. Psalm 46:10. Next line. Jeremiah 15, verses 15 and 16. Jeremiah 15. 15:16. Next line. This one is underlined. Seek my words, not just read. Wow. Seek my words with an S. Not just read. Seek my words, not just read. Underline the whole line. Next line. John, book of John 5, verses 37 through 39. 39. John 37. Through 39. Next line. Pray for both of them. Yeah. Pray for both of them. Pray for both of them. Then he gave us James 1:12. James 1:12. Next line. It is time to meditate. I can't be more. Oh, more to it here. Okay. It is time to meditate. I can't be more clear, church. No more distraction. No more. I'll read it again. It is time to meditate. I can't be more clear, church. No more distraction. No more. Period. There is a dot and there is a period. It is time to meditate. I can't be more clear, church. No more distraction, no more. Next line. Psalm 34:8. Psalm 37:3. First Corinthians 2:16. Next line. Start with a desire to engage me. Oh, there's more to it. Okay. Start with a desire to engage me. Not your way. My spirit will let you know where to go from there. Okay, this is a long line. I'll start all the way again here. Start with a desire to engage me. Not your way. My spirit will let you know.
Is that will or would?
Will.
W-I-L-L. Okay. All right.
Will let you know where to go from there. I'll read it again just to make sure that you have it all. Start with a desire to engage me, not your way. My spirit will let you know where to go from there. Another psalm here, Psalm 27. Verses 4 through 6. Psalm 27:4-6. Matthew 5:8. Next line. Understand that when you read my words, you are reading my mind. Understand that when you read my words, you are reading my mind. Understand that when you read my words, you are reading my mind. Then he gave us 1 Corinthians 2:11. First Corinthians 2:9-16. Emphasizing something here. So the first line is 1 Corinthians 2:11. Then the second line he gave us 1 Corinthians 2:9-16. Oh, next line. I say to the five nations, we need to write those nations down here, going back to really make sure they're accurate. I say to the five nations, start thinking of the five nations after I read it. I say to the five nations, next line, Zechariah 2:8. Zechariah 2, verse 8. Then Deuteronomy 33:33, verse 29. Deuteronomy 33:29. Isaiah 46:4-6, verse 4. Isaiah 46:4. Next line is underlined. I am your God. I will not fall asleep. Wake up, church. I'll read it again. It's all underlined. I am your God. I will not fall asleep. Wake up, church. I am your God. I will not fall asleep. Wake up, church. All underlined. Next line. Psalm 121, verses 4 through 7. Psalm 121, verses 4 through 7. Next line. They will retaliate. RETALIATE.
My is the first word there or they?
They.
Okay.
They will retaliate, church. Oh, they will retaliate. There's a period here. They will retaliate, period. Church, lift up your heads when these things begin. Whoa. Okay. I'll read it again. They will retaliate, period. Church, lift up your heads with an S. Lift up your heads. When these things begin, then he gave us Luke 21:28. Next line. I will be with you again. Oh. Today in prayer, I will be with you again. Today in prayer, I will be with you again. Today in prayer, trust in me.
In the prayer or in prayer?
In prayer. I will be with you again today in prayer. Trust in me.
Praise his name. All right.
Take
me just a bit here to get my computer like I want it. Won't take long. I had it and then it went out. Okay. Praise the Lord. Come and pray to me, I will listen. Deep within you, a place for me. Before it is too late, stay in prayer with my prophet and friend. And then underlined, this is for you, America, church leaders. Listen to my words and obey me today. Luke 11:28. But he said, blessed rather are those who hear the word and keep it. Matthew 7:24. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock.
Mm.
I do hear you. And then this is underlined, 1 John 5:14-15. One of the most remarkable promises for prayer in the Bible. And this is the confidence that we have toward him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests that we have asked of him. Everything I told you will come to pass. I am in Israel, and my peace with you. Philippians 4:9-11. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at length you have received your concern for me. You were indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity. Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. And the next one is underlined. You will attack them. This is my war. Proverbs 4:20-22. My son, attend to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Let them not escape from your sight. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life unto those who find them and health to all their flesh.
Hmm.
You are to move for my Jerusalem. Deuteronomy 13:4. You shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice, and you shall serve him and hold fast to him. Only in silence I will speak to you. Give me a chance and listen. Psalm 46:10. Now, I just finished teaching a 3BI class on the prophetic psalms. Psalm 46, Psalm 47, and Psalm 48 are prophetic, and they go in a row, and it has to do with God judging earth, and then over to 48, establishing his messianic kingdom on the earth. So I notice he gave us two scriptures out of this trilogy. The first one he gave us is Psalm 46:10, which he's given us often. Be still or cease striving and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. This has to do, this whole psalm and the next two have to do with the judgment of the earth and his subduing it. And he will be exalted among all the nations and he will be exalted in the earth. Jeremiah 15:15-16. O Lord, you know, remember me and visit me and take vengeance for me on my persecutors. In your forbearance or patience, take me not away. Know that for your sake I bear reproach. Your words were found and I ate them. And your words became to me a joy and the delight of my heart, for I am called by your name, O Jehovah, God of hosts. Next line, underlined. Seek my words, not just read. And, of course, that means seek the meaning of them, meditate on them, look deep within them. John 5, 37 through 39. And the Father who sent me has himself borne witness about me. His voice you have never heard, his form you have never seen. And you do not have his word abiding in you, for you do not believe the one whom he has sent. You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life, and it is they that bear witness about me.
Wow.
The scriptures bear witness about him. Pray for both of them. James 1:12. Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. I would think that this means two leaders who have been under trial.
Yeah.
Possibly a leader in America and a leader in Israel.
Oh my goodness. Let's pray for him, yes.
Mm-hmm. It is time to meditate. I can't be more clear, church. No more distractions, no more. Psalm 34:8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. And now we come to Psalm 48:9. We have thought on your chesed, O God, in the midst of your temple. Thought of his obligatory love. Psalm 37:3. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness, says the ESV. I'm going to read to you the King James. I like it. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall you dwell in the land, and verily you shall be fed. Amplified. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall you dwell in the land and feed surely on his faithfulness, and truly you shall be fed. First Corinthians 2:16. For who has understood the mind of the Lord? So has to instruct him. But we have the mind of Christ. This next is so sweet. It's how to engage him. It's how to come into you individually, come into an encounter with him. Start with a desire to engage me, not your way. My spirit will let you know where to go from there. So that's a promise that if you sit down and you have a desire to engage him and you tell him that, then his Holy Spirit is going to be faithful to tell you where to go from there. Psalm 27:4-6. One thing have I asked of the Lord. That will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. I'll read it to you in the Amplified. It means that there's only one thing that we need in this life that we want, and that is to engage God in his holy place where he is. One thing have I asked of the Lord, that will I seek, inquire for, and insistently require, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord in his presence all the days of my life, to behold and gaze upon the beauty of the Lord, and to meditate, consider, and inquire in his temple. That means you can ask him things. I do all the time. And I can hear him most of the time inside you. Matthew 5:8. You can engage him. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. I think that tells you that you need to, your heart needs to be perfect and right before him when you're engaging him. Understand that when you read my words, you are reading my mind. Thank God I came in contact with Kenneth E. Hagin in 1967, and I heard him talk about the integrity of the Word of God, and he said, God's Word is God speaking to you. He put down his thoughts for us, it's paper, so that you could think his thoughts after him. So when you read the Word, you're thinking God's thoughts. You're reading his mind. 1 Corinthians, so don't neglect the Word. For who knows a person's thoughts except the spirit of that person, which is in him? So also no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. So the Spirit of God, who breathed all the scriptures, has put down for us the mind of God on paper. You want to know about something? See what God said about it. And then be faithful to go with what God said about it. 1 Corinthians 2, 9 through 16. But as it is written, what no man has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love him. These things God has revealed to us through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches even the depths of God. For who knows a person's thoughts except the spirit of that person which is in him? So also no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things freely given us by God. And we impart this in word, not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual truths to those who are spiritual. The natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are folly to him, or foolishness. And he is not able to understand them because they are spiritually discerned. The spiritual person judges all things, but is himself to be judged by no one. For who has understood the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. I say to the five nations, Zechariah 2:8. Hit the wrong key. Looks right to me. Zechariah 2:8. Try it again. Here we have it. For thus says Jehovah of hosts, the Lord of hosts, after his glory, sent me to the nations who plundered you. For he who touches you touches the apple of his eye.
Oh my goodness.
Hallelujah. That's what he says to the five nations. You touch Israel, you poked him in the eye. Deuteronomy 33:29. Blessed are you, O Israel, who is like you, a people saved by Jehovah, who is the shield of your help and the sword of your majesty. So your enemies will cringe before you.
Wow.
And you shall tread upon their high places. Now notice the shield is their defense and the sword is their offense. So he's both to them. He's the shield over Israel, protects it, but he's also the sword. And hallelujah. Isaiah 46:4. Even to your old age, I will be the same. Even to your graying hairs, I will bear you. I have done it, and I will carry you. And I will bear you, and I will deliver you.
Okay.
Next line, underlined. I am your God. I will not fall asleep. Wake up, church. Psalm 121, 4 through 7. But he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord Jehovah is your keeper. The Lord Jehovah is your shade on your right hand. The sun will not strike you by day, nor the noon by night. The Lord Jehovah will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. Next line. They will retaliate. I think that means Israel.
Yeah.
Church, lift up your heads when these things begin. Luke 21:28. Now when these things begin to come to pass, straighten up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing nigh. I will be with you again today in prayer. Trust in me. Hallelujah. I'm looking forward to his being again with us in prayer, for he has more that he wants to say to us. And so, I'll be back with you from here in D.C. I'm going to get up and pack right now, and then still be here in D.C. I'm sitting here looking out my window at the skies over D.C. and the street even, and I'm thinking about this place. So I'm glad he's going to speak to us again as we're here. He gave us much this morning. Bless the Lord, and I'll be saying shalom, shalom. Anything else, Max?
No, when I read this line, pray for both of them, we are ready to pray for Cyrus. It just, to
yes.
me, it was like a heartbreak. Just,
yes.
you know, God love him. He loved all of us, of course. And we are to
Cyrus and Netanyahu. They're both under trial
yes.
and persecution. And have to make decisions.
Yeah.
And oh, Father, help them. We do lift them up. We lift them both up right now. We've not been in their positions.
No.
We do lift them up. You are their shield.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Strengthen, empower. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So we'll see you back at noon.
We'll
or,
see you at noon.
Like for me, now it's 1 o'clock that I'll be here. So wherever you are, it's on the hour that we'll be praying at noon or at 1 o'clock. And Brenda, who is out at Prayer Mountain, I need to take the prayer right at 1 because we have a plane to catch. So 1 o'clock or maybe 5 minutes after 1, we will begin the prayer. Okay? I'll give her 5 minutes. 1:05 for me, 12:05 for Brenda. Shalom, shalom, and we'll see you then.
Shalom, shalom.